Our lesson today begins in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 7. We're going to be talking about love. But we're going to be talking about this subject from the viewpoint of God. We're going to look at what the Bible says about love. John writes a great deal about the subject of love in the book of John, and also in the book of 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. But John does not talk about love the way that men use that word. We're going to see what the Bible says about true, genuine Bible love. Now, there are some other verses that are good to take into consideration when you look at what John says about love. First of all, Jesus shows that love, that is true, genuine love, involves keeping the commandments of God. In John 14, verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." He goes on to show that the man who has the commandments of God and keeps them is the one who truly loves him. John 14, verse 23. So a man may claim that he loves God, but if he does not obey the commandments of God, he does not truly love God, because Jesus said, "If you do love me, then keep my commandments." John 14, verse 15. Secondly, true Bible love involves correction or discipline. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 19, Jesus said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten." There are people today, even people who claim to be Christians, who contend that if you ever correct someone, if you ever tell someone that that individual is guilty of sin, then you're being unloving. Well, in effect, they're accusing Jesus Christ of being unloving. And yet Jesus said, "If I do love you, I will show that in part by rebuking you and chastening you." In Hebrews 12, 5 through 11, the Bible shows that God, as a loving heavenly Father, does discipline His children. Why? Because He loves them. So today, when people say, as parents, that they have too much love for their children to discipline them, or when Christians say that they have too much love to rebuke somebody who is in sin, they have a misunderstanding of what true Bible love is. Again, Revelation 3, verse 19, and Hebrews 12, 5 through 11, both show that genuine love involves this correction. Thirdly, the Bible shows that true Bible love involves giving. People look at the word love today, and they emphasize the getting or the receiving. But the Bible shows that if we truly love someone, it is about giving. It is about unselfishness, not selfishness. Galatians 2, verse 20 is where Paul said that Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. Translated over to the Christian life, John says this means that just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us, we ought to be willing to lay down our lives for each other as Christians. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Number 4. The Bible shows that true Bible love means not sinning against another person. Paul was looking at the Old Testament and also the New Testament commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. In Romans 13, verse 9, he said, "For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended that is summed up in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." So when the Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself, that is the same thing as saying don't commit adultery. When the Bible says love your neighbor as yourself, that is the same thing as saying don't kill your neighbor. When the Bible says love your neighbor as yourself, that is the same thing as saying don't steal from your neighbor, don't lie to your neighbor, and don't covet anything that your neighbor has. You don't want other people to do those things to you, and so if you love your neighbor as you do yourself, you will not do those things against other people. And so, in essence, what we're looking at here is what Jesus talked about in Matthew 7, verse 12, which is sometimes called the Golden Rule. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And that means that the essence of the teaching of the law and the prophets is to love your neighbor as yourself and to do unto others what you would want them legitimately to do to you. Now, these are some verses and some points about these passages that show the nature of true Bible love. And when we take these verses and these points, and we consider 1 John in light of them and together with them, we get a broader understanding of what love is. And when we see what true Bible love is, and then we compare Bible love with the idea of love that men often have, we see a completely different picture. Because when men talk about love, they may be talking about some kind of fleeting feeling. They may be talking about some form of downright selfishness. They may be talking about some infatuation that they have no logic behind or any reasoning for. When people talk about love today, they may even be talking about pure lust or even perversion. The Bible defines love in the sight of God, and it's very important to remember in 1 John chapter 4 that we're going to see that the very concept of true love comes from God. Look at verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Now, John has talked about loving each other. He has taught us about that already in this book. But this time, when he mentions loving each other, he adds something to it. He says, love is of God. That is, love comes from God. Where do we get even the idea or the concept of love? It doesn't come from us. We didn't invent the idea of love. God gave us the very idea of love. God defines love. God gives meaning to the word love. And without God, what would this word mean? Well, it would mean what every man wanted it to mean, just like it does many times today when people use that word. People define it at will and try to make it mean anything that they want it to mean, and yet the Bible gives objective meaning to the word love because God is love. In verse 8, the Bible says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God is the essence of love. God is the author of love. And the Bible says that one who really knows God, one who truly is a child of God, knows how to love other people and practices loving one another because he is born of God, because he knows God. If it were not for that fact, the fact that he is born again, the fact that God teaches him how to love and tells him to love in the Bible, then you wouldn't have the kind of love among Christians that you see. Love is something that we choose, and love is something that is taught. It is not just a feeling that people happen to have or that they may not have. The Bible says that God is the source of that love, and a person who does not love does not know God. He does not truly know God. Now, he may have certain kinds of love, but not the kind of love that the Bible is talking about here. Not the kind of true, genuine love that he should have for God, for his fellow man, and especially for fellow Christians. Because the Bible says God is love. God's nature is to love. God is love, and he loves in a perfect, pure way. There is absolutely no hint of selfishness in God. Our love is oftentimes tainted by self-seeking and by wanting something for ourselves. Our love cannot match the pure love of God. And yet, we can imitate, although we are very far from practicing the kind of love and having the kind of love that God has, we are to try our best to imitate that love in our lives. And that's going to take teaching. Because this kind of love that the Bible is talking about doesn't come naturally like what the Bible refers to as natural affection. The Bible shows that we do have natural affection, And you find that phrase in Romans chapter 1, verses 30 and 31, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3. It simply means the love that we have for our own flesh and blood. In a sense, that comes naturally. But the kind of love that the Bible describes, which is keeping the commandments of God, which is submitting to the correction and the chastening of God, which means that we go out of our way to help our fellow man even when we're not naturally inclined to do so, and the kind of love that impels us to lay down our lives for the brethren is a kind of love that is above man. It comes from God, and it has to be taught, and we have to choose it. In verse 9, John goes on to say, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us." Here is real, genuine love. "Because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." Notice the action here. God manifested His love toward us. That means that God showed His love. God displayed His love. And how did He do that? Well, God displays His love every day by giving us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons. When God gives us all the blessings that we enjoy, He shows us His love. But the supreme way in which God shows His love is by sending His only begotten Son into the world. And the Apostle John is the only New Testament writer that talks about Jesus as being the only begotten of God. God sent Him into the world that we might live through Him. Now, here is another mark of true, genuine Bible love, which shows that love originates with God and not with men. Look at verse 10. "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Now notice how different that is from human beings. Oftentimes people love others because others love them. They love people when other people love them, and so they love in return. They love in exchange. And if people don't show love to them, then they don't show love to those people. But this is not how God loves. God loves not because people love Him, but because He first loves them. God doesn't love because He's returning a favor to us. God doesn't love us because we've done something in order to show our love to Him first. The Bible says it's the other way around. And that shows that God is the source of love. And in order to make that first move, God had to love us when we did not love Him, when we were sinners. That's why the Bible says that even though we were sinners, Christ died for us, and God displayed His love for us in that way. Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. And here in 1 John chapter 4, verses 10, 11, and 12, John says, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us," and the word "so" means in this way or in this manner. How did God love us? He loved us when we were not loving Him at the time. God doesn't love us in order to get anything in return, and so we as Christians love because it's right. Not to see what we can get in return, but because it is right in the sight of God. That is pure, true, biblical love. These are things that need to be taught about love in the church, in the home, and in society. And if they were, we would live in a different world. And in the next lesson, we're going to look at even more information that John gives us about genuine Bible love.